what to say about George Floyd. This man kneeled on a man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Can you imagine that? I don't mean to get heavy, but we gotta say something.
I am the activist, I am the pacifist. I am the Malcolm X, I am the Kaepernick. I am authentic, never one to counterfeit. Encounters with the doubts of my duality been challenging. Who are you? The one I grapple with or go to battle with? Are you my ally, my oppressor, or my advocate? My face is blue, it's like the Waco make me crack. Prepared to face the truth, or you still waiting for the facts? My people stress they can't respect or trust the law. When those who should protect come at your neck, who do you call? We riot and protest and just expressing our frustration. You more concerned with what's in store than what this country's taking from us. Stay at home to stay alive, but we ain't safe inside. When will the day arrive when we enjoy the basic rights? See all the hate and watch it permeate these days and times. I see how far we came, but know we got a ways to climb. We at the end of our rope, feel like they hung us. They might not claim the Klan, but in some hoods they still among us. I cover my face, I gotta pray to God above us. I know it's crazy, but I still believe somehow we love us. I love us, for real. They hunt us to kill. While every drop of blood is spilled, y'all just sitting still like it's cool. I guess it only happens in the news. I guess it ain't that bad until it's happening to you. Or maybe it's somebody you know. You know that one black friend you always claim for validation, so you're not a racist. You and your black friend ain't never had that conversation. That ain't no real relationship, that's your imagination. Silence is deafening, we don't hear you talking. You think it's golden, that ain't wealth you holding. That's just her withholding. Don't wanna see or be outspoken, let your heart be broken. Once you've collected every piece, you'll see it's hard to hold it in. Now here we are again. We still the underdogs, against the odds, it's hard to win. Burned us down to ashes in this chapter. By the end, they gonna see us like a phoenix. I believe we'll rise again. That's a promise, not a threat. That's a promise, not a threat. Yeah, I believe we'll rise again. That's a promise, not a threat.
I can't tell you, as a man watching another man go through something like that, what it makes you feel like. For 8 minutes and 46 seconds. For 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I can't get that number out of my head. When I watched that tape, I understood this man knew he was gonna die. Watch one shooting after another. Eric Garner in New York, the first guy that told the police, I can't breathe. Ghana was selling loose cigarettes in Staten Island. Got murdered by one police officer while five of his fellow officers watched him do it. The guy killed the person that they were, what do you call it, apprehending? The guy was selling loose cigarettes. There goes Eric Ghana. Children hit the streets. We got them marching. Goes on and on. And then one weekend, a law-abiding citizen right here in Beaver Creek murdered. He says, drop the weapon. Bang, bang, bang. This kid didn't even have enough time to register. Was the one being spoke to. Michael Brown got shot the same week, and Michael Brown became the story. And am I boring you? Well then, right back in Minneapolis, is Philando Castile, law-abiding citizen who was a registered gun carrier, who was trying to show the police the paperwork for his registered weapon, and was murdered in front of his wife and his child. These are our people. These are our countrymen. We're not desperate for heroes in the black community. this, that. He's a drug addict, and he's not a hero. And why does the black community make him a hero? Why do you choose him as a hero? We didn't choose him. You did. They killed him, and that wasn't right, so he's the guy. This is not funny at all. These streets will speak for themselves whether I'm alive or dead. I trust you guys. I love you guys. We'll keep this space open. This is the last stronghold for civil discourse. I love you very much. Thank you for being here. Good night.